In a team sport where everyone plays a role and everyone shares in the success, great way to upset the apple cart. Just name a most valuable player. Just wreck the whole team concept right at the moment of the playoffs. Well, this NFL ritual of coming up with the MVP is particularly dramatic this season. The two top candidates came back from serious injuries to take their teams to the playoffs, both with record-setting performances. They couldn't be more different, and neither could their teams. Joining us now, SB Nation editor Samuel Chamberlain and Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdelmateen on the line to discuss this whole MVP business. Welcome to the program, guys.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for having me.
And you guys would both agree that football is a team sport, right?
Of course.
It's probably the most team sport, yeah.
I mean, it's all about do it for the team. It's a team effort. No one person is the reason why we win. It's all about the team, right, Ibrahim?
I agree with that.
That's what the coaches stress. That's what they stress at the news conferences, right, Sam?
Yes, I think that's a perfectly fair statement.
So why do we, this time of year, every year, have to upset the apple cart psychologically and pick somebody to be the most valuable player and say, here we've got two options here. There's more than two, but here are the two main options. Number one.
Hand off is to Peterson. Gets by Raji. Gets by Pickett. A 20-yard run, and now he is over 2,000 yards for the season. The seventh running back in the history of the league to get there.
Running back Adrian Peterson gets the Minnesota Vikings into the playoffs, but then he's got to compete for most valuable player with this guy.
The Broncos could clinch the AFC West title with their seventh consecutive victory. Mitch Unrein is an extra lineman for blocking. First and goal at the one. Play action from Manning. He tosses it, and a touchdown to Unrein.
And, of course, the Denver Broncos are the number one seed in the AFC. Peyton Manning coming back from a serious injury. Adrian Peterson also coming back from a serious injury. Sam and Ibrahim, why must we make this choice? Sam, you begin.
Well, I mean, how can we not make this choice? I mean, at a certain point, it's very difficult to ignore the numbers that each of these guys have put up. And I think it's sort of appropriate that the choice comes down to a quarterback and a running back. I actually looked this up last night, and the AP's handed out MVP or Player of the Year award since 1957. It's only gone to a non-quarterback or running back three times. So it's really sort of a very interesting dichotomy between which position is more valuable, which position is most valuable to his team. It's a fascinating race, and it's really one of the most interesting MVP races that we've had in many years, I think.
Ibrahim?
Listen, if you get that at every point in a game, somebody does something incredible, whether it's a group of people, but mostly there's always a moment when individuals rise above in some particular moment. I think what the MVP does is say we recognize that, and we recognize that the team wouldn't get there if that individual didn't drive them, didn't push them. And so I think that's why you need an MVP award. I don't know if you always need to give it to a quarterback. I actually think that you should give it to an offensive lineman, or you should give it to someone who makes the biggest play, most important play, to get them as far as they could go during the season.
But in this case, both players make this argument. I mean, Peyton Manning was out last year. He leaves the Colts, who without him absolutely stank. Then he goes to the Denver Broncos, who are now the AFC's number one seed, comes back from that serious injury. Adrian Peterson also comes back from a serious injury and turns the Minnesota Vikings into an erratic sort of fit and start team to now a real playoff contender. I mean, it's both. It's not one or the other. Samuel?
Well, I mean, I think it's, I understand where you're coming from, but I think it should be pointed out that Peyton Manning came to a Denver team that had a very good defense last year, has a very good defense this year. They get up the second fewest yards per game in the league in 2012. They were good enough last year to win the AFC West, admittedly a weak AFC West, and win a playoff game with Tim Tebow as their starting quarterback. It's fair to say that he came to a much better situation than Adrian Peterson's, and Peterson, of course, has a team with a mediocre defense and a second-year quarterback, Christian Ponder, who, depending on how you view him, either needs more seasoning or is simply not quite good enough to be an NFL quarterback for a contending team. So, if you could sort of see where I'm going with this.
All right, I do. Well, so, Ibrahim, are you on the Adrian Peterson bandwagon as well here?
I'm definitely on the Adrian Peterson bandwagon, but there's also an argument for a guy like Calvin Johnson, who broke the single-season receiving record all time at a team where there's no one else. There's other options for on the Vikings, not many, almost none, But I think at the end of the day, you should open up the conversation about who's even in it. And it's also about who has the most really intense story. And for a running back to come back from an ACL and an MCL like AP did, Adrian Peterson, that's incredible. That's MVP worthy in itself.
You're referring to his ACL injuries there that he's coming back. All right, let me open a can of worms here at the end. I think this is about race. I think this is about everybody knows that Peyton Manning, the white quarterback golden boy, is going to turn out like Elway, will get his car dealership, will, you know, run some business someday. Running backs are much more the on-the-ground, sort of street-level fighters in the NFL, and they have fewer options post-game, and they take much greater punishment. I say the heart should go to Adrian Peterson here.
I would say it's less about race among football fans and more about ubiquity. I mean, Peyton Manning, he has been the NFL's main pitch man for this past 15 years. He's got, you know, he's got ads for Papa John's. He's got ads for Buick. You know, he's hosting Saturday Night Live. He's all over your television sets. And then you, on top of that, you get three and a half hours of announcers like John Gruden bestowing nicknames like the Sheriff upon him. I think there's really, you know, football fans, and also since the guy's already won four MVPs, a lot of football fans I've talked to are just sick of, are not sick, but they're just, they want to see someone different. They want to see, they really want to see Peterson's season get recognized. And so for that sense, there's almost a sort of a backlash against Manning.
So, Sam, you're saying it's Manning fatigue. Ibrahim, are you agreeing more with what I was saying?
I do think that there's this obsession with the position of the quarterback, and Peyton Manning is the alpha of that group. But in that sense, you know, you're right. There's another element to it, and it's just that his name, Manning, is a brand, and they need that brand. And I think that there's like a emphasis on this fourth MVP award, and he really deserves it this time. That's, to me, it's irrelevant. I'm definitely going with Adrian Peterson. I think that all of the, if I was advising one who could had a ballot, I would advise him to think about what it means from a running back perspective to have a year this incredible.
But it is the case for both of you that if in your family or in your workplace you established a Most Valuable Player award, it would do nothing but just make things miserable for everybody else working in that environment. Would you agree with that, Ibrahim?
I would say, yeah, I think that's funny. Jay Cowett should be Most Valuable Player of the Takeaways.
That's our director. Sam Chamberlain, MVP, not a good idea at home. Don't try this at home.
Well, I don't have a girlfriend or a wife, but I don't imagine it would be a good idea for, you know, just for happiness in the home. But I don't see a big issue with it, as long as it's all taken in the spirit of good fun. I mean, most people don't get bonuses for winning Employee of the Month the way, you know, some players do for winning MVP. So it's a slightly different situation.
There you go. All right. Samuel Chamberlain, senior editor of SB Nation, sports blog in D.C., and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.